Blog Talk Radio.
Angels sing glory to the
And we bow before the servant shepherd in a cave, not in a castle. And we kneel in the dirt, not on some Persian rug. See, everything about Jesus has a low feel about it. He was born in that little no-account town of Bethlehem. Micah said, it's too small to even be considered amongst the clans of Judah. This is Bethlehem today. And the hills in the back are known as the Shepherd's Hills. And so we still sing, O little town of Bethlehem. And when the time came for Jesus to be born, no place was found to give him. A little privacy for this awesome event, except a dank and dark and smelly cave. You know, we have manger scenes and they look so nice, don't they? If you want to make them look really appropriate, you know, you got to sprinkle a little straw, a little manure, and then it'll be just right. But we leave that part out. And so we kind of romanticize. And the first to hear the birth announcement wasn't Herod. It wasn't the Sanhedrin. It wasn't the high priest. It were these shepherds out there on the hillside. Shepherds were held in low esteem. They were nobody. They were less than nobody. And yet, I guess I want to mention another thing. These were even the lowest of the low because they were on the night shift. And yet these were the nobodies that God singled out for the privilege of the angelic visitation. They were on the job. And the angels knew where to find them. You might think you're low, but remain faithful and stay at your post. And the other thing about these shepherds that I really like is the fact of the immediacy of their response. They say, we didn't read that far down, but they say, come, let us go right now, even now, and see this thing. They didn't say, oh, well, let's get the good night's sleep. We'll go tomorrow and see if there's anything about it. I mean, after all, Walmart's open till midnight. No, it was, come, let us go, even now, to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. And I'm saying we need to be that ready, for the Lord is coming. Behold, your King is coming. Here were shepherds. I think another interesting thing about these shepherds is that shepherds kind of served two jobs, because there were like two kinds of sheep. There were the sheep that you raised for milk and for meat and for wool. And then there were the really good sheep that you raised for sacrifice. And with Jesus coming, they would lose one of their jobs of raising sheep for sacrifice. I keep pressing the wrong buttons here, I think. I gotta go back. How do you go back? I don't know how you go back. Right click. No. How on? Last viewed? Okay, that one'll do. Yeah. Okay, this is the supposed place of the cave where Jesus was born. This is called the Church of the Nativity. Of course, it wasn't there then. And it's been built since and has been added to and so on. And then, now I want the next one. And during the Crusades, what did you... Let me go back again. Did you see previous? I mean, you see the door over here. Okay. It's low. It's low. And you see it's about half, a quarter of the size of the original door. And those of you who have been to Israel and have visited Bethlehem and been to the Church of the Nativity, you can't walk into the church. You've got to crawl through that door. That door was filled in during the Crusades because the people who ran the church, the priests and monks that were there, come on, you're supposed to behave yourself. Someday I will learn. And so the Crusaders on their camels, on their animals, just invaded the church. So they blocked it up to prevent anyone else for that kind of... desecration, I guess. And it's never been opened. And it's become kind of an object lesson that to come to Jesus, you can't just be so arrogant. You got to go low. And so, you can kind of you can crawl through there, or you can sort of, do a crab walk or something. But you can get in there. You can get in there, but you can't walk. Because. But I certainly think it does serve as a good object to us to come to Jesus. It requires that we kneel low before him. And this is man-made stuff. But it identifies, I don't even mind that it's man-made because it identifies a historical event. But this is the assumed position of where the manger was. Of course, see, and this star, it's got glass in it, and if you want to, you can look in it and you can see the dirt of the cave. But it's pretty dark under there. But, the monks don't mind it because for $2 you can buy a candle. And it's a good... Yes, okay. But it's a good reminder. Many people come here and worship. Worship the Lord. Because it is a real place.
Round yon bell. God.